Getting my prayer answered. Our topic. Say, getting my prayer answered. There's one person here right now that your spirit, if your spirit is not together, you would have lost me. Know what you want and know what God promises. You see, one thing is to pray. Another thing is to pray the right way. There is a right way to pray to God. The reason why some persons, a man shared a story. He said, a man of God, he's a healer, he was healing people, but he had one deformity. He had one sickness or disease. So one day, he said, a man appeared to him with glory of light. And the man said, it is not my will to heal you. So he believed that the man he saw was Christ. Because of that, he never went for healing anymore. But he was healing people, but could not heal himself. Because the man that appeared said, it is not my will to heal you. The scripture, the devil can quote scripture. There's no place in the Bible that the Bible said that God said, I will not heal you. God wants to heal you. In fact, he died so that you can be healed. So any person that contradicts that thing is lying to you. Does God want to open blind eyes? Yes. Does God want to make the cripple walk? Yes. Does God want you to succeed? Yes. Does God want your business to flourish? Yes. Does God want you to prosper? Yes. I think it's Jeremiah 29 verse 11 or so. I can't remember. God wants that to happen. But one thing that we fail to understand is that we don't know what the word of God, we believe it. We know that God wants to do something to us, but we don't really trust what he's saying. Look at it. He said, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Give me NIV. He said, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper. Do you see prosper there? Is it there? Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and the future. So whatever that contract, even any dream that contradicts this thing, reject that dream, is from the devil. So that is one of the things we face. Pray according to God's promises. Can we go to the book of Joshua 1 verse 8? Whenever you are praying, you must pray according to God's promises. Hello, are you with me? You must pray according to what? God's promises. That thing you are asking God for, what scripture verse do you back it up with? So be person who say, Father, your Bible, the scripture said that I am healed. I know I am healed. By his stripes I'm healed. In the name of Jesus, I'm healed. And in your eyes, the wound are there. In your eyes, the pains are there. You went to the doctor. The doctor said, you have Sophriscoccus ecuritus or something like that. And you are wondering what is happening. How come? How can you be after you have declared the word of God? And the man of God said, you are healed. You are healed. Chinedu, you are healed. And you say, you now went again and test. They say you still have Sophriscoccus something. You say, the next prayer you will say is, Father, maybe it's not the will of the Father to heal me. No. See, faith cannot work without endurance and patience. Faith cannot work. Because faith is the ability, you already know, it's the ability for you to see something that is not there. But to know that that thing that you have not seen is more real than the ones you are seeing. Let me shock you. Anything you do outside of faith is a sin. It's in your Bible. Research. The Bible says, do not let this book of the Lord depart from your mouth. Meditate. This is the problem we have with Christianity. We study the Bible, we don't meditate them. That means the scriptures are not real in us. Do you know that I can write one full book on just this verse? Do you know how many people have written more than 10 books on this same verse? Because the more you gaze upon the word of the Lord, the more revelation begins to come to you. You can enter a book. It's called meditation. Meditation is not cramming. You don't cram the word of God. You know it. Don't stress yourself about knowing the verses. Don't worry about it. The Bible said that I will bring to your memory all that you have read. It's the job of the Holy Ghost to remind you of the verses. I am against the use of the Holy Ghost, sir. There is what they call partnership with the Spirit of God. He said it. So why are you stressing yourself? You want to do your job and do the work of the Holy Ghost. And that time he would remove himself and watch you do your whole work. He said, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate. That means, he said your mouth. He didn't say your mind. Your mouth. That means you declare it. Your mouth is to declare things. I am saved in the name of Jesus. I am healed. Jesus has healed me. But he said meditate. Meditate is when he enters your mind. Then he now said, on it, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. So if you say you are not successful, the word of God has not been made, because God cannot lie. He said, let God's word be true and let all man be lie. So if you say you are not healed, then you are saying that Jesus Christ lied. Thank you, Jesus. Please, hold this word meditation. Go to the book of Psalm 119, verse 11. I have hidden your words in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Heart means that he has meditated it to the extent that he has entered his soul. That is what it means to hide the word of God in your heart. And how do you meditate the word of God? How do you meditate on the word of God? By his stripe I am healed. By his stripe I am healed. It is not by my strength that I am healed. Before I was born and created, he has healed me. All good and perfect gifts come from the Father. That means the plan of God is not for me to not succeed. So, even my father doesn't have money. That is because he have not meditated on the word of God. Sickness cannot be in my body, because Jesus has paid for it. So, I'm not owing devil anything. So even if I take sugar, I can't get diabetes. It's not in my lineage. I've traced the genealogy of Jesus. And they said even his bone was not broken. So I can't have diabetes. I can't have typhoid. The Bible never said that Jesus was sick. But the Bible said that he carried all our infirmity. And he died because of my sin. So this, before I was born and sent, Jesus paid this thing. I can't be sick. What you are doing, what they call meditation. You are absorbing the word of God. Then the devil will now whisper to you, you have sinned. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. So if there is any sin in me, Father, I'm sorry. Chicken. So devil, how else can you condemn me? For there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So I can't be condemned. Devil, get behind me. May I not see you heal? What can stop you from receiving your healing? What can stop you from prospering? There's some person that will come here and say, see, that thing you are asking God for, we can get it now. But the problem is that I believe. Do you believe that if you and I pray now, you will get it? She will say, I have been praying and fasting. Oh, then why did you call me? Go to the book of Matthew 18 verse 19. I say, why do you call me? And why are you calling me if you don't believe? What did the Bible say? He said, I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask my Father in heaven, my Father in heaven will do it for you. So if you and I put that together, he doesn't do it. If you and I put that together and ask God for anything, if he doesn't do it, then Jesus lied. I won't be the one to be shamed. It's his name that will be shamed, but his name cannot be shamed. So every time you hold your brother and you say, let us believe. The believing is not when he's praying, you are saying this prayer yourself. You better say, I'm not feeling the power. You don't need to feel it for you to walk. Is the believing. Believing does not work by feeling. I feel though. You can't feel it. It comes. If it shows you by feeling, fine. But whether you feel it or you don't feel it, the power is real. You don't need to fall for a demon to leave you. When he entered, he did not shake your body to enter. So why must he shake you to go out? You think it's everybody that fall under the power is receiving impartation? So people are being delivered from Jezebelic spirits. Is it because we don't come and meet them? Come out in the name of Jesus. You don't see, I'm Dracula. Some people don't know me, but sometimes when they see me, they want to favor me. It is God. It is favor. The Bible says that he who lacks wisdom should ask the Father to give him wisdom. And the Father will give him wisdom, but the person must not doubt. That means God can give you wisdom. The problem is that you asked and you doubted. Desire that you may prophesy. The spirit of a prophet is subject to the prophet. That means I can activate now and start prophesying to everyone. So that thing you have been believing God for, why hasn't it happened? It's because you believe God can do it, but you don't have the scripture that backs that thing up. The songs you sing, what is the revelation that backs it up? Until my only gaze is you, spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you. Until my only all is you, spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you. Until my only hope is you, spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you. There is a revelation that comes in the word of God, that when you sing a song, you are not entertaining yourself, you are communicating to God. So even while you are in your secret place singing to God, God is hearing worship and also hearing prayer. Do you know what it means for him to brood over you? That means that the Holy Ghost will investigate you. That means as you are standing, you are no longer the one in charge of yourself. That means you have been compelled by the Holy Ghost. A man can be possessed and compelled by the Holy Ghost. Paul said so. He said, for the life I now live is no longer mine, for it is not I, but Christ in me. So when you are worshiping God, what revelation do you have? What epignosis have you gotten? What knowledge, what foundation is that song coming from? When you pray in tongues, why? What? On what audacity is that tongue coming out from? Are you praying so that because others are praying? You are praying because you have the intention to change something in the spirit. The Bible said that he that prays in tongues, prays speaketh unto God, and he speaketh mysteries. That's me, even if I'm in my kitchen and I'm saying, I am prophesying mysteries from the heaven. When you walk in the church, are you walking because of entertainment? No. You are walking because as you build the church, you build yourself. Haven't you heard that the church is the body? In the realm of the spirit, there is no beauty here. In the realm of the spirit, there is a person here. We are all part of one body. So even if you walk and I don't say thank you for your service, am I the one you are working for? I have my job. You have your job. I do my own, I go. Ah, man of God, I've been working. He doesn't even recognize me. Is he the one that marks your card? No, haven't you heard he's marked on Zion? Even the man of God wants to live up to his potential so that his own will be marked. What is the revelation backing that thing you have known? Any tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. You didn't finish the scripture. For that is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. If you are not a servant, that scripture is not for you, my brother. It's for servants. So when you come out, I am a servant in the house of God. So when you pray in the regular of your prayer, who is praying is the servant. The reason angels follow you is not because you are peculiar. Yes, you are indeed. But the angels follow the mantles that you carry. So as I am a prophet, the angels in the prophetic atmosphere, the horizons of the prophetic atmosphere, because I also carry the mandate to raise other prophets. So as I walk, they walk with me. Not because they have a choice, but I am a servant and I carry the mantle. So when you walk, why are they following you? There are some of us that every night we wake up in the night and we start. Someone is saying, man of God, why do you pray 5 hours? Why do you pray 1 hour? God can hear 2 hours. No, we are no longer praying for our need. We are praying for our generation. A man, Kenneth Hagin, says, he said, I want to pray for 5 hours. So he began to pray. He said he wants to pray for 5 hours. He began to pray. After a while, he thought he has prayed for 3 hours. He checked the time. He only prayed for 15 minutes. And he got upset. He prayed. On the 5th hour, Christ walked out of the wall and spoke to him and told him his children that he will bear and his great-grandchildren, their names and their duties in the Christ, in the body of Christ. A man only prayed for 5 hours and the eyes opened. Christ was compelled to walk in through a wall. You are praying for 1 hour, nothing is happening. Sometimes you are not just praying because you want to pray. You are praying because you know you are a channel. The move of God is bigger than you. The move of God is bigger than me. The reason why God is using me is because I'm in line with what He wants to plan. It's not because I'm so special. Yes, we are special. He loves. That is true. But you don't take glory because you are praying too much. You are in line. And because you are in line, you pray. Because whenever you pray, you prophesy things that God is ought to do. When last did you pray for 2 hours? When last did you stand and pray for an hour? When last? Are you sure your oil has not dried up? If you think you can, go and push it in. Let's see. Set your timer. Don't assume. You pray for 1 hour. Set your timer. Watch it tick. Then you know that every second is powerful. It's only when you pray in tongues that you know that time can extend. Then you find out that God can begin to shorten days just so you can remain in His presence. And you know you have said thousands of words and you check it just 5 minutes. You say, I thought I've been praying. I can tell you what happened when you pray 1 hour in tongue. I can tell you what happened when you pray 2 hours. I can tell you what happened when you pray 3 hours. When you are walking home, how do you walk home? You walk home gisting, testing and making calls. You a Christian. We don't walk. We walk home like people that are mad. Let them say you are mad. Until one day they see you raise the dead. Then they will say, please, how can we be mad like you? The Bible said, be not drunk on wine. He said, but rather be filled of the Spirit. And I charge one, this thing I charge. Show me a man that prays the Lord. I'll show you a man that is hard to kill. How can you kill him? When he's the one that speaks the mind of God on earth, how can you kill him? That is when you raise hand, he said, may your hand wither. There was something that Peter knew that he said, may your money perish with you. See, until you die to the natural understanding of things and begin to incline to the spiritual understanding of things, that is only when you will come up here. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. When was the last time you prayed? There are some prayers you have to pray. Come, my brother. There are some prayers you have to pray. You don't just pray. There are some prayers you have to pray. You hold a brother and you charge like you are in war. And when you are getting weak, another brother joins and connects to you. You are praying because it's a marathon. You might not know, but because of you, the revival is about to break out. The Bible said that he that prays in tongues prophesies mysteries. So whenever you pray in tongues, you are prophesying. The reason why I can't pray in tongues to you is because if I don't know the understanding of my tongue, it cannot be fulfilled as a prophecy. But God knows the understanding of my tongue. So I speak, God interprets it. So it's called prophecy. Tongue versus interpretation equals what? Prophecy. I prophesy, God interprets. It's prophecy. So whenever you pray in tongues, you are prophesying. And the most sweetest thing is that it's the Holy Ghost prophesying through you. You are just a tunnel and it's flowing. When was the last time you prayed? Has the scriptures you have been hearing tell you not to pray? Have they been preaching to you that you don't need to pray, that grace has ended it all? You are lying, my brother. The Bible says pray at all times, seasonlessly. That means there is no season to pray separately. Even when you don't want to pray, you pray. You say, man of God, lay hands on me. So I'll carry the spirit of prayer. I cannot give you the spirit of prayer. You forge them. Your children are sleeping. He said, sleep. Husband, sleep. Let me be the gatekeeper today. And you go to your, hold yourself. You are praying in the spirit. You start sweating. That sweat is not sweat, it's the blood. They said that Jesus prayed and his sweat became like blood. In your eyes, you are sweating. In the realm of the spirit, a man is bleeding. You are bleeding for Christ. Have you ever prayed to the extent that your ribs start hurting you? Are they challenging you now? Have you ever prayed to the extent that your back start aching? You stand up, you're uncomfortable. You lie down, you're uncomfortable. Have you ever prayed to the extent that you just hold the wall and you start praying? Have you ever prayed to the extent that you just lie down flat and your mouth is still praying? You check the time, you say it's just 2 hours. No, you want to push on more. You know you're not praying it so that flesh will be glorified, because the windows are shut. So only you can hear yourself. You are praying. Challenge yourself. The secret of Jesus is that he always separates himself in the place of prayer. A wise man leaves something for his children, but if the only thing you can leave for your children is material things, you have failed. If they cannot inherit the power you carry, you have failed. The only way you can come up to the place where Christ is through prayer. Grace is a safe net that when you fall, it holds you back. But you must continue the journey. When you hold hands and you make change and you begin to pray. You come to a church, man of God, dear man of God, no, that's none of your business. You're not coming to see a man of God. Haven't you heard that as you are here right now, here is the portal to heaven? It's called an altar. That is why some men go to a far place and they go to the church and they pray. They didn't see the man of God, they pray and they came back with their babies and their children and whatever they are asking God for. Don't limit your faith to a man. You think the angel of CEO ministry, after prayer he goes. Go to where? He has been assigned to stay put. When was the last time you actually did dry fasting? I want to shake this table. When was the last time you prayed 6 to 6 for a week? When was the last time you tortured your flesh in prayer? A man was called the highest of all the prophets, and yet he feels on cricket and nonsense things. He was in the desert. Because if he came to where people were, they will pollute the anointing. Then he can't lay hand on Christ. He could not even heal the sick, because if he touched the sick, something can contaminate that flow of anointing. Your anointing can be polluted if you are not aware. It can be polluted. That is why some person can heal. They pay me 200,000. That time, that healing might be from God, but that money is not from God. Corrupt their anointing. It's not about the multitude of people gather. It's about the people you have raised. There are 10,000 persons. How many of them can pray? How many of them know the place of prayer in the life of a Christian? I have 5,000 members. How many of them can raise the dead? How many of them can heal the sick? I have 20,000 members. How many of them prophesy? How many of them, everything is daddy, 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 daddy? How many of them can you say, hey, go, raise the dead. Hey, go, heal that sick. How many of them? Or by number? How much also are God minds? God has not called you to raise numbers. He said, I've called you to raise disciples. Duplicate yourself. So out of 10,000 persons, how many of them are like you? That is why if I give someone mic, if I give you mic and you are preaching and I'm like, you have not become like it. You have not become it. They were not born with Jesus. They were 12, but they all look like Jesus. They were not created to look like Jesus. The anointing of Jesus made them look alike. And when they came, they said, please, we don't know who is who. He said, don't worry, I will tell you, because I am in the inner cacos. I can kiss the person, you will know. That is the only time they were able to see Jesus. And yet they saw Jesus every time preaching, but they cannot identify him, because the disciples were like him. That means the disciples could also raise the dead. We saw them casting out devil now. For them to cast means they have been doing it before. Before you do certain things, the reason why our prayers are hindered is because we don't know the place of prayer. We don't know how to pray. We don't know what we ought to pray. We don't even know when to pray in tongues and how to pray that tongues. Let me shock you. Do you know that every single day of your life, God gave you a provision that is enough for you that day, not the one in your house? Not the bag of rice that is in your house. The Bible said that every single day his mercies are renewed. Every day. That every day his mercy renews. A blessing comes upon you that day. Every single day. Every day. What my brother here, Brother Mike, did was only collect the one that was for that day. So he has to collect the one that was for tomorrow. That means every day someone is meant to bless me. That is the system of the world. That is how God has programmed it. That's why the manna only lasts for 24 hours. His duty is to provide for you. He said, cast all your cares upon me, for I careth for you. He said, if I be for you, then who can be against you? Let all man be lie, let my word be true. He said, I am that I am. He said, is there anything too hard for me to do? He said, I parted the Red Sea with the breath of the stream. So even when God moves, power moves. So sometimes he has to stay in a place to contain the power. Because if he breathes, power moves. Moses said he saw God spoke to him. Stephen said that who appeared was the angel in form of fire, and God spoke through that angel. Moses, what are you seeing? You can't see the Father. But the Bible said that no man has seen God and live. But the angel of God is like God. That is why while you are sleeping, my angel appeared before you. And you see him. And he said, man of God, he came to my dream. I was in my house with my wife sleeping. Who came was my angel, because he cannot sleep. His job is not to sleep. His job is to walk. even when I sleep, my body sleeps, my spirit cannot sleep. Because we're a human being that cannot sleep. Have you ever wondered how come that Adam slept? And if Adam could not sleep, God has to put a deep sleep into Adam. And while Adam was sleeping, God was creating, and Adam was watching God. And when God finished, Adam woke up and said, "Ah, this is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh, because she was taken from me." How did Adam know? Because the body of Adam was sleeping, but the spirit of Adam was with God creating Eve. He was the one that told God, "Make her shape like this. This is what I like. You know, this is the new revelation." That one is not in the scripture. This one is revelation. See, put here. I like put dimple. Put. Hey, don't be my bone and the bone. Do I'm well? I go take grace somebody like me. Put. And he came and looked at her. He said, "Kai, this is the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh," because she was gotten from me. How did Adam know? Who told Adam? That is why something is supposed to happen to your family except you see it. Let it be that you saw it and you warned them, they refuse to hear. You don't see, you don't even want it happen. You are shocked. Man of God, I didn't even know how it happened. You must stand in the place of prayer. There's some prayer you pray. You are tired of standing, you sit down. You are tired of sitting, lie down. Pray till you sleep off. When you wake up, keep praying. When was the last time you prayed? When was the last time you changed something in the spirit? Your children, lay hand on them. They must speak in tongues. They must speak in tongues. If they can speak in tongues, there's nothing again you want from them. I saw a small boy, 5 years old, Pastor Innocent child. Pastor Innocent, I think 5 years, that boy. I call him small pastor. Sometimes you just see him put his hand at the back. I was shocked. I was looking at this boy. He was. I was like, this guy is speaking real tongues. They said that he has been speaking it since he was 4. Now, mommy laid hand on him and he started praying in tongues. Your children, have you laid hand on them? Have you laid hand on them? My husband does not pray. Not until you lay hand. The Holy Ghost has not touched him. He's sleeping. He said, "Honey, let me pray for you. Let me just." He's just sleep, sleep. He just hold hand. Something will enter him. He will enter like lightning. You are not ordinary. It's because you still see your hand as Nkechi hand. You've not seen your hand as the hand of God. Lay somebody back. I don't know why God is pushing me to the place of prayer. Isaiah 53, 4 verse 5. The Bible says that yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrow that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God. A punishment for his own sin. Next. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be made whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. If Christ has been flogged so that you can be healed, you can't be sick. How can you be sick? There are some persons you can lay hand upon. Jesus. I don't know why I see fire burning inside of you. God is activating something inside of you right now. There are some persons you can lay hand on. You have installed fire in them, but it will not manifest. One day something will just trigger that fire. It's like a time bomb. God, the thing you have planted is waiting for them to just believe. The moment they believe, they hear a reda da 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 bas. Take it. Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Because I'm going to want us to pray. The Lord wants us to pray. Don't stand up yet. Because as we are about to pray, don't pray and doubt your prayers. You are not a human being. Stop deceiving yourself that you're a human. You're a spirit.
Some persons, just because they favor you, something will start happening in their life. Because you're a man of prayer. A man came to a land. Came to a land, and there were other 1,000 prophets. He seized the rain and ignored all the prophets. Elijah did it. He said, there will be no rain for years. And God honored it. And other prophets are praying, and God is saying, Kai, there is a man I do business with. He's a man that prays fervently. He's a man that prays seriously. And while he was still praying, after the years has passed, he still went back and knelt down and prayed again. And the rain came back. You have been praying. What have you achieved in your prayer? There is more to prayer. I'm not saying that 5 minutes prayer is not good. But that's what they call push. At night, the angel of the Lord wakes me up. I don't wake myself up. My wife is there. Papa, I wake up. I'll say, Madam, where is that thing? My praying mat? Where is my wrapper and everything? I was dragged. I know it's time to pray. I go to my room, drop it, and I stay there. I've prayed to the extent that my what they call it? My neighbor, our neighbors, they know the time I pray. When I wake up, they wake up and start praying. One of them was telling us, he said sometimes when she pray, she wait for me to wake up. Then when I wake up, start praying, she join me in prayer. I prayed, one of my neighbor woke up and went outside the gate and was praying. What have your prayer done to the house of your neighbors? No, I'm here to, I want to cast the body. Make it pain you. We are not raising Christians that cannot pray. See, if you pray, sleeping will die from your life naturally. You'll be sleeping just come out. This one, toy pieces. You just be praying. It will work out of you. You don't know. Have you ever prayed one day? You are praying. The Lord is saying, empty your account. You say, this is not the Lord speaking. Yakata, kata, kata. He said, empty the account and see my glory. He said, this cannot be the Lord speaking. The Lord is to prosper me, is to add to the one I have. Not to take. No, you have not entered. Sometimes you need to empty 100,000 for 10 million to come in. There needs to be space. God does not want to give you 999 million. And that thing you are saying, it cannot be God. It's just 10,000 naira in your account. And God is saying, there is no room. Remove this one. You have not prayed now. That was the day I prayed. The Lord said, Emeka, this money divided into three. Sow it to three different ministries. My wife was there. I told my wife, shock. She said, It's not God. I said, not God, though. You know that kind of transfer? If you transfer, you be like, your spirit follow transfer. So when I watch those men of God preach, I'm watching them because they owe me. You don't understand. You can't authorize them. They are owing me. Because I'm giving them feeding money to enter dimension. So if they're not entering, they're limited. That's why sometimes I see that I pray for men of God. All the men of God around me, I pray for them. I say, Father, impart them more. Add more anointing. So that whenever I sow my seed, I collect something that is tangible. You don't know. You don't pray for your man of God. You don't even sow the seed. And you say, let the grace of my prophet work for me. That grace will slap you. How can you not service a car? You want the car to work for you. You connect one way or the other. There's something I will do one day, and I will do it where people are, where some of my members are. We'll just go to a place, an eatery. We'll just pray, say, Father, feed us. We'll just sit down. People will come and buy us food. You don't know those mysteries. You are learning. You don't know. The same way you walk to a restaurant and buy something for someone can do that for you. You think it's only women that have that grace? Women own his material because they are fine, they are buying for them. Whenever somebody give a man something, it's a grace. A woman, you can give her because you want to favor her, you feel pity. You say, this woman, we don't know what is happening, or I take 5,000. But whenever they give a man, your fellow man will see and say, "One, go and bow, go and walk." But whenever you see, I tell you, do it. Do it. Go, try. Now, express. Yeah, try this anointing now. I will just carry him, sit down. Try it. Somebody was passing. He said, "Please, do you know who is?" And the person said, "I'm looking." Ow! You ask a question, "Do you know who is to pay?" He said, "I'm looking for somebody to do it." How many times have your destiny ever possible because you are shy to say, "Excuse me"? Not every "excuse me" start from "I like you." There's some "excuse me" that start from "How many contract money do you want? Let me give you 2 contracts, 3 contracts." Change it. When you're a place of prayer, you can't carry fire and you are passing. 1 year, your man will just park and say, "Hello," and then bust on and say, "May lion tear that mouth." Don't you know they know? Don't you know they know? Don't you know they know? I've walked on the road. Everyone just called it, "Man of God, man of God." I didn't dress like a man of God. Said, one dragged me. I said, "Man of God, I need your phone number." I'm like, "Ah." He said, Pastor, there are things that happens to people. Because personality began to change. It's in a place of prayer. So when they ask you to pray, you're not praying, not yet. You are praying in the spirit. Groanings. It's not that this music is not allowing me to connect. My brother, force it and connect. Wire now, wire. Don't be the one where you plug for light, go connect. You say, "Man of God, you have sang and drawn it like this, I would have connected." You're not ready. So today, when we begin to pray, pray because something depends. My mother paid the price for me. She was not tongue praying. She doesn't know how to play tongue. She was a Catholic. She prays rosary. But one thing is that she kept blessing me. And the moment she left, the mantle passed on. I collect it. And I'm standing now. The problem the devil has is that this one can pray tongue. The one that left cannot pray tongue. The one they handed the bat into can pray tongue. And the one I will hand over to, who will you hand over to? Build them now. That even that boy say, "I will not serve God." He can be in a beer pool about to take coke and something will just appear to him and say, "I have called you." And the appetite to drink will die. What happened? A man paid the price. Is today you pay prices. Whenever you pray, don't always think it's just because of you. Because of your prayer, someone can be saved. Your neighbor can be saved. Pray. Can we be on our feet? Until my only death. Spirit.